Yerushalmi Kelaim, corresponding to Bavli Menachos, Daf Ayin. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Ches, Madalaf, the new Perek Evu Ois. The Mishnah says, Evu Ois, Haneteh, Shura, Shel Chamesh Gefonim, Besad Agader, Shu Gavay Asar Tvochim, or Besad Hachoit, Shu Amok, As Amok Asar, Rachav Dalad, Noisim Lai Avodosai, Dalad Amos. The Mishnah says, when what is an Ois, which is vine supported by a trellis that is considered a vineyard, if one plants a row of five vines next to a fence that is 10 trochim tall, or next to a furrow that is 10 trochim deep and is 4 trochim wide, it's given work access of 4 amos. B'shamah oimim moidudin dalad amos mi'ika gefonim v'lasadeh, v'b'shil oimim minagadeh v'lasadeh. B'shamah say that they measure 4 amos from the base of the vine in order to be able to plant, v'shil say from the fence to the field. Amar b'yochanan b'nui, toyin kol ha'oimim kach, Ela imyesh daladamas mi ikka gefonim elagadeh, noisim lai abadosi, vazireyas amaisa, vakame hi abadosa gefen, shishitrochim lechol ruach. Virchim Benui said it is a mistake to express Beisilo's view in this way, rather, if there's a distance of 4 amas from the base of the vines to the fence, they give him work access and he plants the rest. What's the measure of work access? It's 6 trochim in every direction. Rabbi Kiva oimer shaloisha, and Rabbi Kiva says no, it's 3 trochim. And the Gemara says, Vakasha al daita du reishamai, bloikach eina asa mishum kerim. The Gemara asked the question that according to Beis Shammai, who said earlier that one row of five vines can be considered a vineyard, why would the Mishnah specify that he planted five vines next to a fence? Rav Shimon Lakish Amar Ba'aris Hamu'ukam Shanu. Rav Shimon Lakish answered the Mishnah is referring to when they are planted in a zigzag, with the line of two next to a line of three, rather than in a line. In Ba'aris Hamu'ukam Shanu, B'lagadeh Eina Asa Mishnah Kerem. In such a case, without a fence, it would not have been prohibited as a vineyard. Rav Yonah boy, Mao Lizoa Bintayim, Rav Yonah asked the question, may one sow in between such vines? It should say, Kem Mechuvenes Hein Vat Amar Asa Lizoa Bintayim. The Gemara answered, well, it is as if they are aligned and you're suggesting that one may not plant between them. Mao Lizoa Benagafonim. So now we re ask the question, may one sow between the vines whether or not they are aligned? Kemar the Tamer, Gabi Muksha Asa Lizoa Benagumoith, Afacha Asa Lizoa Benagafonim. The Gemara answers that just as one may not plant a row of muksha plants between the holes of vegetables in the row, so to here one may not plant between the vines. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ba'aris HaMechuvan Shanu, Rabbi Yochanan says the Mishnah is referring to when they are planted in a line. In Ba'aris HaMechuvan Shanu, B'Lagadeh Eino Asa Mishum Kerem. So the Gemara asks, well, if so, according to Beis Shammai, wouldn't it be prohibited as a vine without a fence? Name of again Beis Hillel, Tanisa, so we can say that the Mishnah was taught according to Beis Hillel. Amr b'chananya, mistav v'moidu of Shimon ben Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan ba'aris ha'mechuvan, shanu, v'gain Beis Hillel. Rabbi Chananya said it's logical to say that Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish agrees with Rabbi Yochanan, according to Beis Hillel, the Mishnah was discussing an aris in a line. V'moidu of Yochanan of Shimon ben Lakish, ba'aris ha'mechuvan, shanu, v'gain Rabbi Yochanan ben Nui, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nui, amar, toyin kol ha'imim kain, in tamer ba'aris ha'mechuvan, shanu, ma isba toyin. And Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Rav Shimon ben Lakish, according to Rav Yochanan ben Nui, the Mishnah was even discussing a zigzag, as Rav Yochanan ben Nui said that all those that say this are mistaken, but if you say that the first Tanna was referring to an oris and a line, what was a mistake? Then Commander Amar Meika Gefanim Moshchin, or Ben Commander Amar Meika Hagadem Moshchin, Ma Benahoin. The Gemara asked, what's the difference between the opinion of which is Beis Shammai, that you measure the four amos from the base of the vine, and the opinion of Beis Hillel, that you measure from the base of the wall? Amar Biyona Tipartesha Hayu Akrosim Nesunim Bixasim Besich Abba Amos Mixasim Chutzla Abba Amos Mandam Meikar Gefanim Moshchim Nicha Mandam Meikar Gadeh Moshchim Mokim Shachut Kale Osa Vasha Amuta. Rabbi Yona answered that if the earth was in a zigzag, some of the vine trunks were within 4 amos of the field and some were outside. According to Beis Shammai, it's fine. According to Beis Hillel, until the place of the string measuring 4 amos is prohibited for planting, the rest is permitted. Hayu sham shtei amos, mandam meikra gefanim moshchim, ein asa le shtei amos, and mandam meikra gadeh moshchim, asa ad shtei amos ache. If the earth was in a line, there were 2 amos between the wall and the vines, so according to Beis Shammai, only the first 2 amos on the opposite side of the wall are prohibited to plant. According to Beis Hillel, an additional 2 amos are prohibited.